for Geelong Marine World, powered by Suzuki Marine. The post-game interview.
Jace, down to you. Here he is now.
Sorry, boys, I'm a little bit late. We're having a bit too much fun down here.
Now,
I don't know who's my favourite this week. Who's up there?
Come on, Joel. It's
oh,
be
nice,
me
Joel.
Week.
Thank you. Nildy. Thank you.
Sharing the love, boys.
Joel, I've actually turned what you said last week into my ringtone.
Well, I thought you deserved it. I thought your call was good. Straight up the middle what we wanted.
Jace, do you want to fire a question from down there and then we'll take it from up here?
Just got to be a bit careful because he's got the Selwood brothers are here as well. He's us the Premiership Cup, actually. So hang on a minute. They just want to take a quick photo. Hang on a minute.
Give me
30 seconds he needs. He just needs a quick photo with some more family. Jaron Geary, it's like he's won the Premiership, can I tell you? He hasn't played for St Kilda. He plays for Geelong now, I think. So
such good mates, those two. It's a really good story that two captains of opposing footy clubs over such a long period of time have been able to maintain a really close friendship, and I know Jaron is very close with Joel and he's down in Geelong quite regularly, so it's one of the, because imagine that's a very difficult thing to do when you drift off into other clubs, particularly in the captain's role, which is such a full-on type role.
All right, how is he, Jace? Has he got those photos peeled off with the Selwood clan?
Yes, he's got the headset back now.
Magnificent.
Got the cup too, boys.
Yes, he's got the cup. He's just picking that up. He won't leave his sight tonight, I don't think.
Won't be too far away anyway.
Wowee. I think earlier in the season we were in the other rooms and Billy's walking past now. So we're in the other rooms and we had a couple of disappointing losses and St Kilda was one of them and it's changed since then. What's been that momentum swing?
It's Jace, we've won 16 in a row and you're talking about the bloody losses.
Listen, I want to take you back to that stage, and what's been the change?
We lost the third game of the year. Maybe it was against Hawthorn, and to be honest, I didn't like how we walked in after the game. We were just a bit all over the place. I said after our next loss, we're going to go sit in the room together. And we're going to just basically, if we win together, we're going to lose together. And there wasn't anything really said, but maybe that was a special potion. We sat in the room and we all probably looked a bit sad and then we thought, let's just keep winning.
And you've done that. The first quarter today just set you up. I mean, the plan was to obviously hit them early, but did you believe that was going to happen like that?
Oh, well, no, not really, to be honest. Our training has been set up to do those special things, but yeah, if you could come out and play like that in the first quarter each week, you can. But the game's difficult. It's really hard. But we deserve the luck that we got too.
What does it mean, Joel? Please, can you put it into words, or is that impossible?
No, it's impossible, to be honest. It's the whole day. It's been a really, 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 really. That wasn't me swearing, boys. I don't know what happened there. It's been an unbelievable day. What's the time? I don't even know what the time
is.
I hope it goes forever.
When did you start to think we got this?
Probably about when we kicked our fourth goal in the third quarter. It was, just the way we were playing. You know, we probably had it won before then, but it was important to... I did think back to 07 and just remembered... to be honest, you play the games out because you remember the last bits of the game. And I was really proud of the boys. They just kept coming at them. And they just set this tone that they've been playing all year. And, it would have been good to watch.
Goal 175 of your career today. Is that the most satisfying goal you've kicked?
I was about 60 out, wasn't I? It was a sweet one. I actually really don't know what happened. Little Joel Stengel just thought he'd throw a little right foot checky and sail it right through.
Joel, Benny Cass, congratulations on today, your career.
To date, Benny.
Yes, to date, sorry. I'm not writing you off. I heard you say that to someone yesterday. You've worked for this. I mean, I know we've been having involved with Troy, but you wanted to be a premiership captain, as everyone does. It's really, I think, something that's really driven you. You get to today's stage and you can enjoy it for the final quarter of the game. You're home.
Yeah.
How how sort of special was that? And then, and Dane Rampey said some really nice words, said, you know, described you as a giant of the game, and your teammates' reaction to you when you went up, it was just, it must have been surreal for you to be able to enjoy that last 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was hard, and to be honest, it was hard to hear out there what Dane said, so I'll make sure I follow that up, because I didn't mean to look disrespectful in any way, but when the cameras were panning at me, I thought he must have said something nice about me, so I'll make sure I follow that up. But we love the, what the Swans have been able to do, and to be honest, I just love coming to work. Love coming to work, and you know, the footy environment, we probably got a taste of dealing with other clubs when we were up in the hub, and you just appreciate it and appreciate them for, you know, the work that they've done, and we're just the lucky ones this year.
Joel, congratulations, just absolutely brilliant. Mate, both you and Chris, when you got the chance to speak, you speak so genuine, but just the confidence you have in the entire football club, including the ones that have gone before you. Yep. Can you just give us a bit more of an insight into that, mate, for the people that are still listening?
Oh, well, I walked in 07 and I learnt that. That's what you do. Those boys looked after me straight away and they taught me, and it would just be something that I never forget. You just keep teaching along the way, and you get good results out of that. As I said before, we haven't been up, we haven't been in the draft to be able to get the players that come of the elite talent, but we've got some bloody good players here.
Congratulations, Joel. It's Sando here, mate. Quadruple premiership player. Incredible achievement for you. There's some really special moments pre and post game. I thought with Levi Ablett pre game. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, Sando, thanks, mate. And it was, it was a call during the week that, you know, I really enjoyed making to Jordan and Gaz, and I was hopeful that it could all work out. I didn't know exactly the logistics that go into it, because it can be pretty difficult with the what Levi's got. But it's just so glad that an Ablett could be on the main stage and that his old man could come and watch him.
Well done, mate.
That's the special thing out of the day, I think.
He's
been a giant for our footy club, Sando. You know,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was awesome, mate. And I must admit, the boys up here in the commentary box, we all sort of shed a little tear there. It was awesome. And then talking about shedding a tear, there's some great vision, which you'll eventually get to when the siren goes and you and Tomahawk embrace, and you're both just, and particularly Hawk. I've never seen Hawk like that, but he was really emotional after that, after the siren went.
He's got kids already, so he's hopeless. But he had a bad last quarter. He was that emotional. He was losing it. It wasn't just that last bit, but we probably know the impact that we've had on each other, and you know, we've made a little dent in this footy club that hopefully what we've done in the past can live on with a number of other players that have gone before us. We just, you know, he's bang for buck the best player in the league, and we know that, and he's just so special, mate.
Joel, so proud of you. We've followed your journey so closely for 16
I love
years.
The K-Rock boys, you know that. I'll be around. Don't
we
worry.
Were around for your first F-bomb, so that was that's been one of the highlights.
You've been joined in the
F-bomb. I've won 4 flags, yeah. Boys. Look after me.
You've been joined in the club by P. Dangerfield. He just joined the club about 15 minutes ago, which was fantastic. Enjoy the celebrations, Joel. No doubt we will cross paths over the coming days and weeks, and we look forward to you enjoying a break, reloading and doing it all again in 2023.
Yeah, thank you, guys, and make sure you enjoy it too, and see you tomorrow.
Look forward to it.
Good on you, Joel.
The skipper, Joel Selwood, joining us on Carol Football.
For Geelong Marine World,
powered by Suzuki Marine,
the post-game interview.